Is there a Momo sighting? Do we have Momo in the house today?
I'm here. Y'all hear me?
Yeah, what's going on?
So wait, I would have bet money that Mason would have taken today off.
Oh, no.
Like, that was a rough
reason.
That was a rough one, Mace.
It was a rough one.
That was hard to watch on Saturday.
So, yeah, and we're gonna do that.
I thought you'd be in mourning.
Well, I'm not. I am sad. I mean, I've already decided I cannot watch a single out of the
World Series.
I know,
me too.
I can't watch any.
Do you know some
World
Astro fans started trolling me because I made fun of them for cheating? You know, a couple years ago, and they started like finding old tweets of mine.
Well,
and I mean,
in fairness, they did cheat in 2017.
Yeah, they did. What is there to say? They did.
Undisputed.
Yeah.
So one thing I want to throw out there before we get to the Dodgers, and we're going to do a lot of Dodgers today, and we'll get some Rams in there, some Raiders in there, the Lakers. That was a great game last night. But we're going to do Lie of the Day today for Million Dollar Monday. At some point during the show, I'm going to tell a lie. If you can figure it out and call in at 3:30 today, you can win a pair of tickets to see the Rams versus the Tennessee Titans. That's Sunday Night Football on November the 7th, plus a shot at $1 million when you pick the two Super Bowl teams and the final score. So Million Dollar Monday, Mason's Lie of the Day today. So, Momo, the Dodgers lose to the Braves 4-2 in that series. And I'm going to start right off the top. I had a huge issue in the moment, and as the game was played, we were 1-1 going to the bottom of the fourth inning. Runners at second and third, first base open, and we elected to pitch to Eddie Rosario at the plate. The hottest hitter in the world.
He's hitting beach balls.
Yeah, he really is.
I mean, the ball is a beach ball to that guy right now.
And Roberts elects to let Walker Buehler face him, hanging slider, ball game, 3-run bomb.
Was it even a hanging slider? I thought it was a good pitch. It was inside, like on his hands.
I thought he hung it a little bit. Bergman, what do you think? I thought he hung it a little bit.
Yeah, he hung it a little bit. Doesn't matter, though. Why are you giving him anything whatsoever?
I would give him first base so that he could not hit. I know Freddie Freeman's
up
next.
It was open.
Yeah, and look, Freddie Freeman's up next. So it's not like, you know, there's any reprieve. He's pretty hot right now,
but
too.
I'd rather face Freeman than Rosario.
I mean, Rosario is in the Matrix right now.
Yes.
Like, he's Neo. Everything has slowed down for him.
That's a good way to describe
it. I mean,
he's
just unbelievable right now.
Yeah.
Don't pitch to that guy.
So that was a huge mistake, I thought, on the part of Roberts. And by the way, that may be exclusively a Dave Roberts mistake. That may not be a Andrew Friedman sending signals from the owner's box to Dave Roberts. That may be a Dave Roberts gut call. He could have gone to Vessia at that point. He could have gone to a lefty to face Rosario.
Why is Vessia even warming up if you're not going to bring him in there?
Yeah, exactly.
Got two lefties coming up.
Bergman, huge mistake. Agreed?
Yeah, it was a gigantic mistake. And there was another huge mistake that happened just a little bit after that, too, in the seventh inning, in the top of the seventh inning.
Yeah, game comes down to the seventh inning. Pollock RBI double, runners on second and third, nobody out. Tyler Matzik comes in.
Right, and why? Okay, first of all, I understand Pujols staying there.
Yeah,
totally fine.
Pujols makes sense.
Why are you playing the matchups in this situation and going with Steven Souza Jr.? The guy is one for whatever in his career.
And he stood there with a bat on his shoulder.
Yeah, let it go right by. I mean, look, I understand that it would have been lefty-lefty if you bring Gavin Lux in there, but put the best guy you have off the bench
Gavin,
in that situation.
Look, Gavin Lux was scuffling, too. I mean, it's not like Gavin Lux was setting the world on
fire. Did Souza do anything in his time with the Dodgers?
He had one hit.
No, I'm not just saying the playoffs.
No,
I mean, even
real?
In the regular
Did he really
season.
Just have one hit?
I mean, he might have had another hit. I think he had a home run during the regular season.
Yeah, I
remember
a home run.
Yeah, but that was.
I definitely picked him up on my fantasy team for like a day.
And you're like, nah,
oh,
this is bad.
God.
I was like, let's get rid of this dude.
He was supposed to be good a couple years ago when he was in Tampa Bay. And then like last year in Arizona, terrible. Nothing's
and then Mookie
been
strikes out swinging.
Right, but like,
Mookie strikes out the side.
Who do you feel better at the plate, though? Do you feel better with Gavin Lux at the plate, or do you feel better with Steven Souza Jr.
Well,
at the plate?
In retrospect?
No, not even in retrospect. At the time.
At the time.
At the time, I guess I would have gone Lux.
Yeah, you go Lux no matter what. I mean, it's just because you're playing these matchups. Like, oh, it has the best if we're going to go lefty-righty, because that's what we always
do.
Well,
no, I mean, I think matchups mean something.
Sure, in the regular season.
What got the Dodgers to this point. Matchups are what got the Dodgers through the NLDS against the Giants. It was all matchups, playing the matchups. So, yeah, no, I guess, I mean, it's easy to say now you should have pinch-hit Gavin Lux, but... frankly, I think Souza was the right guy, and nobody was going to hit Tyler Matzek.
No,
nobody was going to hit Tyler Matzek. He was a joke.
That's fine, but you're trying to tell me that Steven Souza Jr. was the right guy in that situation.
Okay, let me say this. This is one of the mistakes that they made in the offseason. They replaced Kike and Jock with Gavin Lux and Steven Souza and Matt Beatty and Andy Burns.
Oh.
Those were the bench options. That is a huge step down from Kike and Jock and his pearls as they as they are tearing up for their respective teams, or Kike did and Jock continues to. So that was a mistake. Let's go back to the construction of the team. They didn't build a bench.
Well, they were hoping a bench would build itself. I mean, they were hoping Gavin Lux would have a year and not just a good month. They were hoping Beatty would have a year and not just a couple of good at-bats. I mean, he was up and back between the minors all year long. I mean, they tried. I mean, a lot of times benches reveal themselves, right? I mean, Rosario, the guy who's hitting beach balls out there for the Braves,
right.
He was a mid-season trade deadline acquisition.
Yep.
Same with Jock.
Yeah, Jock. I mean, these were just... They needed to replace Acuna because he had his knee injury. They needed to place Marcell Ozuna, who has this horrible domestic violence issue. And it was, they went and got Soler, Jock, and Rosario.
Yeah.
Worked out great.
Soler.
Worked out great.
They went and they basically got four guys to replace Acuna Jr.
Yep.
It worked. And by the way, for anybody that's saying, well, the Braves, they operated by their gut and all that stuff. Alex Anthopoulos worked for Andrew Friedman.
Yep.
He has got the secret sauce. He's got the recipe book.
Yep.
And he's using exactly the same one. And so are the Astros, and so are the Braves.
Yep.
You know the one thing they did differently, though? Alex Anthopoulos didn't go fully by matchups. I mean, they were going lefty heavy. They said, we're going to put lefty pitchers against you no matter what you put out there.
They're best hitters.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm saying no. I'm talking about the pitchers.
Oh, you're
the lefty
about pitchers.
They went straight lefties the whole way through. They said
well,
the Dodgers have a trouble
those
with lefties.
Best relievers.
Well, they did it
they
on
had
purpose.
No right. They
well,
had
and the other
Luke
and
Jackson,
the other thing too.
It.
That was
and
on
I,
purpose.
And I will say a word for the front office. Okay, the Dodgers went out and made the best trade deadline acquisitions you could make in Max Scherzer and Trey Turner, and neither of them did anything in this series. I mean, Trey Turner was awful. He was awful in this series. Max Scherzer's arm fell off. Like, literally, his arm was dead. Right?
Okay,
like, that
so
was the dead arm.
Let's talk about a couple of mistakes. We pointed out the Rosario put him on because he's on fire, right? We talked about that in game six.
Yeah.
Go back to game five of the NLDS. Max Scherzer gets the save in the NLDS.
Mm-hmm.
After that, he only gives the Dodgers 4 1/3 innings in the World Series in the NLCS because he says he has a dead arm. Was that a mistake to use Scherzer in the ninth inning of Game 5 of the NLDS? Let's be honest, we might not have gotten to this point had it not been for Scherzer.
Possibly, but at the same time, look at what Kenley has done. And
yeah.
I was the biggest Kenley detractor that
well,
there
Kenley
was.
Kenley pitched the eighth.
Yeah,
You could have brought him out for a second inning.
You could have saved him for the ninth.
Yeah, you could have maneuvered it so you saved him for the ninth. Exactly, Momo.
Although the eighth in that game was a pretty high leverage inning.
It was, and that's why you brought him out in that situation.
Yeah.
So totally understood it.
So do you think it was a mistake? To
no,
use
I, listen.
You can't.
I don't think that was the mistake.
No.
I think the mistake was using him on essentially short rest when he said his arm was not good that day in game two. That and then to me it was a domino effect. Julio in relief, awful. That messed up their entire rotation.
Yeah, that game five,
terrible
Julio,
decision.
I'm sorry, game two, Julio Urías in the eighth inning.
Yep. The starters are not relievers. They're not ready to go on short rest like that for a couple innings here and there. I know Julio did that last year, but he was stretched out. He was a guy who, I mean, he won. He's the only 20-game winner in the NL this year. He also, if you watch him closely, he doesn't go deep into games. He's 5-6 innings. He's especially towards the end. He was really. This is the most innings he's ever thrown. This is you're really taxing a young arm. So to put more stress on the young arm, then to take a guy who, and I know people are upset because Scherzer's this free agent and you know this idea that he didn't want to go out there and pitch because he's a free agent and get hurt. Yeah, you don't want him to get hurt. I mean, don't you want Scherzer back?
Oh, I'm sure.
And if he's not going to be effective, he already had a game like that where he went out there, knew he was just going to be gutting it out, battling through an arm that didn't feel right. Do you want him to do that again? Is that all that good? I mean, Walker Buehler was able to do that, but really only about 3 or 4 innings. I just think they overthought everything this time.
I agree with – I mean, and I'm going to argue a very tough case today because it didn't work. It didn't – I mean, let's be honest.
Yep.
What they did not work. But I understood Urias going into game 2 in that situation. We were up 4-2. They were coming up with Rosario. They were coming up with Freeman. They were coming up with their lefties. I understood. It's a bullpen day. He's going to throw anyway. No matter what, he's going to throw. It's not like they burned him out. I mean, did they burn out Max Scherzer in Game 5 of the NLDS? Because he only gave us 4 1/3 in the world in the NLCS.
Look, there's more to it than that. And there's what happened was Ireland and I, we both argued this heavily. Actually, Travis and Sliwa did too. Rest your guys down the stretch of the season. Rest your guys because look.
It came down to the last game.
It came down to the last season, and they didn't get there.
Again, I want to point out that
it was a terrible decision.
It didn't work. But it came down to the last day of the season, and no matter what, you want to avoid, and we won it, thankfully. But it took a walk-off homer from Chris Taylor. You want to avoid a wild card game when you're a 106-win team, and it came down to the last day of the season.
It doesn't matter, though.
I'm with you, Mace. I actually think you have to try to get out of that wild card game. You had to try to win the division.
The division didn't matter.
The division did.
Avoiding the wild card game matters.
It would have been great. It would have been great, but it wasn't going to happen. It wasn't happening all year long.
Why was it not going to happen? It came down to the last game of the
Because San Francisco
season.
Held off the Dodgers the entire year. It wasn't
we
like it was just the last couple
of
weeks. It was the whole year. It was one game. You were down one game. You needed the Giants to lose and you to win to get to that point.
Correct.
You should have. They should have. And everybody was saying it. A lot of people were saying it, Mace, that they should have rested those guys for this exact situation.
I don't agree.
Because this is what it was, though. Everything that we said was going to happen happened. They're tired. The most innings they've ever pitched. And now we're in the postseason, and they don't work.
You're just unlucky. Like, I'm with Mate. I think you had to try to win the division. I think it was good they burned all their guys. Are we forgetting Max Muncy got hurt on the last day? Are we forgetting Kelly hurt his arm in that last in a couple of games ago? Like, the Dodgers
lost
just got
Justin
injured.
Turner.
Lost Justin Turner. Like, yes, they burned themselves out. They tried too hard down the end. But, like, you had to try and do it. You just did. And it didn't work out. But they had enough depth that it could have. If you get anything from Trey Turner, if you got anything from Gavin Lux in that last series, if you got decent starts from Walker Buehler, if you got decent starts from Julio,
if you had
Max Scherzer
that was able to pitch more than 4 1/3 innings.
I mean, there's no other organization in baseball that could have lost. Max Muncy, Clayton Kershaw, Justin Turner, Joe Kelly. I mean, look at these.
And for all intents and purposes, Max Scherzer.
And really, Max Scherzer at the end. His arm was fried. I don't have any issue with him not saying it because that guy has proven enough over his career, and it's even with the Dodgers, to say, if I don't have it, I don't have it. And I know he wants that ball. And typically, when a team wins it, do you remember when the Giants won a couple years ago and Madison Baumgartner was in every game?
Rubber arm.
I mean, sometimes you have a pitcher who just has that rubber arm, and it's kind of what you need when you don't have that depth on your pitching staff anymore. The Dodgers used to have the depth. They just had
injuries.
Remember
when we lost to the Red Sox? It was all Nathan Eovaldi and Joe Kelly.
Yep.
Those two guys coming back.
Yep, you just ride the hot relievers every time. Matzik even in this series.
Oh.
He can throw every game, man.
Yeah. He pitched every game in the playoffs except for one. He did not pitch game 5. But you go back to the DS. Pitched every single game and 5 of the 6 games against the Dodgers. Yeah. I'll tell you what, here's what we're going to do. Jorge, I'm going to call an audible here.
Okay.
So there's only one question on the wheel of questions today.
Ooh.
And it is presented by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. If you've got a car that's just sitting around not being used, bring it to Puente Hills Toyota today for an instant cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota is the house of yes. Jorge, give her a spin. Told you there was only one question. What do you think of the way Friedman and Roberts managed slash handled this series? What do you think of the way Friedman and Roberts managed slash handled this series? That is the question, and we will open the phone. We'll all give our answers.
Ooh, I like it.
But we'll open the phones too. 877-710-ESPN. Painful to watch the Dodgers exit in Game 6 of the NLCS. Lots of questions about what happened, why it happened. Were smart moves made? Were mistakes made? 877-710-ESPN. We're doing a, it's not a biopsy, it's a postmortem. We're doing a postmortem on the Dodgers season. Not a biopsy. a postmortem. We'll do that coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710-ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
So what's the story? You did a picture with the gang and Momo, you didn't put it on IG?
You know what? I just forgot. I can do it if you want. It was exciting, though, because Chris was like all dressed up and he had a pocket square and everything.
Oh, yeah. It's apparently Chris's issue. It's not my issue. I don't care if it's on there.
I mean, I was going to make you Insta-famous, right?
I was there. I was at the game.
What did you say again?
I was at the game.
Why is your voice doing that thing?
Yeah, because I was pointing out. I was at the same game.
I was at the game.
I was at the game.
For like a minute,
No, I was there from the middle of the first quarter to halftime.
I'm not giving Mace a hard time. He's been a true fan. He's been going to lots of games.
Yeah,
You've been going to lots of games. Like, that's hard to do because I'm telling you, you do a show. I mean, you're not going into the studio or anything, okay?
But No.
You're at home.
I got to do one at the studio. By the way, to the powers that be, that was a great friggin' show.
I bet it was.
The one we did in the studio, first time since March of 2020. Great for. Do you agree, Bergman?
Yeah, that was a fantastic show. It was actually probably the best one we've done in a long time.
Jorge, you with us on that?
1,000%, Mace. We should send that one in for the award.
That should be sent to the Radio Hall
Marconi.
Of Fame. Absolutely. All right, so Dodgers lose. They exit in 6. A lot of questions. People complaining about Dave Roberts and what he did, Andrew Friedman, how things were managed. Let's go to Dean in Anaheim. Dean, you're on 710 ESPN. What's up, man?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're okay, Dean. How you?
I'm good. I've been complaining about Dave Roberts since they first hired him. First, let me say he's a really nice man, and I wish him all the best, but I don't like him as the manager. He's made mistakes repeatedly, and I even texted my friend when he left Gratterall in to hit the other day, and I'm like, oh, he's keeping him in the game. No, he takes him out. And the fact that he had Vesia warming up, as soon as they pitch hit for Anderson, they should have right away brought in Vesia.
Yeah, you know, that Gratterall moment is really interesting. Yeah, they let Gratterall hit to end an inning, then came back out with Blake Treinen. That was game 4. That was game 4 at Dodger Stadium. Yeah, it didn't make any sense. Didn't make any sense. So, Dean, you want him gone? He's gone. Why do we hang up on people, Bergman?
They hang up.
Why can't we just have a conversation?
Oh, they hang up?
Well, I mean, if someone hangs up,
like, they think it's
the
over?
Phone,
like, I said my piece and I'm out?
Right. Yeah, if someone hangs up, I can't do anything about that.
Yeah, if you're going to leave, say I'm out before you go. Otherwise, we're having a conversation.
A lot of times, I will eventually hang up when after it gets to a point where you guys, you and Ireland or you and Momo are talking a lot.
Yeah.
And it gets to a point where it's like, okay, there's nothing more for them to add than to buy.
You know what's funny, though? I don't think anybody knows how to talk on the phone anymore. It's like a lost art.
I sure don't.
I love talking on the phone.
I hate talking on the phone.
All the time. I talk on every drive I have. I'm
me
on the
too.
Phone.
Oh, every drive. Too.
Yeah, you
oh,
too.
Oh, that's true. You get in the car and you talk.
Yeah.
That is true.
I'm always calling you on my drive home, Maze, and you're like, why are you calling me?
Yeah, what is it?
Like,
what
when I talk to Momo, I know it's going to be at least like a 15, 20-minute conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
I'm probably driving someplace.
Right,
better
exactly.
be an emergency if you call me.
But if I, as soon as I pull up to my house, I got to go.
Oh, yeah, no more. You're done.
As
that's
soon
it.
As I'm home, thanks. Thanks for talking me
I
home.
I could get
hey,
by.
I made it home. Bye.
With just calling my mom, my brother, and Bergman. Those yeah. are the only three people I really need to talk to.
I almost feel like I have to apologize every time I actually... I call somebody. Hey, I'm sorry. I'm calling you. I'm just. I'm on the. Yeah, I'm in the phone.
It's very intrusive.
I'm driving, and I don't want to talk and text. And
yeah, let's go to Corey in Baldwin Park. Corey, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Don't hang up, Corey.
Hey guys, just one quick point about the Rosario at bat. I have
yes.
no problem with what Roberts did to pitch Buehler to Rosario. But what I did have a problem with is whoever called the pitches when he got him down 1-2. He proceeded to throw him like five straight cutters in the same space in the same miles per hour, and he was
yep.
on it.
It's a good call.
Throw him a curveball yep. or something.
Yeah, he didn't. You're right. I thought it was like he did hit a cutter, and he did repeatedly throw cutters. That's a really. I assume that's Will Smith. I don't think they're signaling.
I also
from
don't
the
think
dugout.
Buehler had a lot of confidence in all of his pitches at that point.
No,
I mean
I
it's a good call because
so
he really was sitting like. Rosario is a bad ball hitter, okay? He likes to swing at balls out of the zone. I was listening to Jess Mendoza on the radio broadcast. She has some stat that his chase rate is like 36%, whereas
so
the league average is
yeah.
27%. So when you have a guy that's a bad ball hitter who chases a lot and you have him 0-2, maybe throw something out of the zone?
Yeah, and that's a good point. That's
I mean,
point.
The dude's hitting beach exactly. balls out there. See if you can get him to chase a little something. Throw it in the dirt. Well,
Corey,
I guess you can't
overall,
throw it in the dirt.
What did you think of what Roberts and Friedman and those guys did?
I think they did a wonderful job for this whole season all together. Now, during the playoffs, yes, sure, there were some questionable decisions, but this is baseball in the year 2021. And so I have no problem with it. I think everybody, if they look all around the league, then they'll understand why some of the calls are made. So,
yep. Hey, Corey, thanks very much for the phone call. Appreciate it, man.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Can I hang
yeah,
up now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy now. Okay. The way I look at baseball, the playoffs, and I don't know this for a fact, but I think it's true.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that a starting pitcher finished the sixth inning in this entire postseason.
Yeah, I think you're right.
There was a guy, Houston. Houston had a pitcher that went 8.
Was it that Framber?
Yeah, Valdez
yeah,
or
yeah,
I
that
think,
guy.
Yeah.
That guy. Mm-hmm. That's the one. That's the only incident of that.
Yeah.
I mean, baseball in the playoffs becomes chess, and it is all about matchups. And it's not just the Dodgers that are doing it; it is everybody that is doing it. And the age of starting pitchers in the playoffs. Funny, I got a text from our old friend Jeff Katz,
uh-huh.
who said he longs for the days of Jack Morris. Remember Jack Morris
yep.
threw a complete game shutout in the World Series one time. And I said, it's just not that way anymore. He said, Bob Gibson cries. It is true. It's those days are over. Those days are over. And you can, unfortunately for us, it minimized what is our greatest strength, our rotation. And Kershaw, by the way, was a huge loss. If we have Kershaw, we don't have to bring Buehler back on 3 days rest, and we still have Scherzer for Game 7. The loss of Kershaw was huge in terms of impact
yeah.
on the postseason.
I mean, I just think they got a perfect storm of injuries to really key players. Like, you can't just lose Joe Kelly like that. That was a big loss.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy had talk about a rubber arm. And that guy could go out there every night and throw 99. So to lose him, to lose Muncy, to lose Justin Turner, and before that he was ice cold.
Yeah, he was a dead
Trey Turner was ice cold.
Yeah.
It's really hard to have four big guys either go down or get ice cold at the wrong time and then not have the depth because of other injuries throughout the organization, whether it's Kershaw, whether it's Scherzer's arm kind of being dead. Now, I would argue that...
Yeah, what do you think's really going on there?
Do you think it's a free agency thing? What's your read?
Scott Boras held an I'll dig up this Scott Boras interview from last week, which is telling.
Scherzer and Urias.
Urias. We've got that coming up, plus more of your second guessing. 877-710-ESPN. I don't think I've given Bergman a chance to fully second guess the entire series.
Does anybody
want to
hear that, though?
To.
Miserable in there. You should see him.
Miserable.
Mace, you should see him. He's like steam coming out of his mouth.
Yeah,
I mean,
bad.
It's just...
It's bad, Momo.
Are people past this? I feel like by now people are kind of like... accepted it.
We had the weekend to sort of settle a little bit.
How many donuts did you have yesterday, Mace?
Yesterday I went to the Rams game. So
I saw that.
I had no donuts.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a little palate cleanser. The Rams won. Carmelo was awesome last night.
Carmelo was great.
I mean, there was a turning of the page yesterday in L.A.
Yeah, I felt like it, too. But we'll do some second guessing anyway. 877-710-ESPN. Also, we'll get to the Rams and Lions. We'll get to... the Raiders and the Eagles. We'll get to what was a really, really entertaining game last night at Staples Center. That Memphis Grizzlies team is really, really... Ja Morant is just a joke out there, isn't he?
Dang, he's so good. He is so skinny, and he goes into the paint against Anthony Davis and Dwight Howard like with no fear.
And somehow gets it done. Yeah, so we'll get to all that stuff coming up for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, so day of analysis, day of mourning. Momo, I think you nailed it. You know, I got to go to the Rams game yesterday. We beat the Lions. I felt good about that.
Yeah.
I got to watch the Lakers win last night. Saw the big three sort of start to connect a little bit. There was some connectedness between them. I felt good about that. Carmelo Anthony surpassed, Moses Malone on the all-time
scoring list. Yeah, ninth all-time. He can pass up Shaq for eighth. I think he's about 1,100 points behind Shaq.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know if it'll be this year or next year, but he can get there.
He had a very special night. But we're also taking the Dodgers apart. They lost on Saturday, closing out the series down 4-2. Will you watch any of the World Series games?
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, see, I can't. I can't do it. It's over. Baseball's over.
Yeah, I understand.
By the way, you can hear the game here on 710 ESPN.
If it wasn't the Astros, I think I would have it.
You know what? I'm rooting for the Braves. You're absolutely right. I'm rooting for the Braves.
I can't. It's the Astros.
I'm going to root for a sweep.
You're rooting for Braves in a sweep?
I don't care who it is. I just want a sweep.
Wow.
Just get it over with.
Yeah, just
you
get
are
it over.
Bitter in there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
Grumpy Greg.
Yeah, it's a little bit
Greg
of
in there.
It's a little bit of selfishness, too. If it goes to game 5, I have to come in and work. So,
okay. Yeah, I understand that.
So it's you want to work.
Yeah,
less.
Yeah. It's a very selfish reason.
And you want to make fewer schedules. We always get these schedules from Greg. They come out, I don't know, 5 or 6 times
every
a
2 days.
Every 2 days. Yes. You should live it. You should love it. You should enjoy it. Just be a part of it.
They are so complicated.
Be
I have
like
no
Scott
idea
Kaplan.
What's going on.
Be like Scott Kaplan and print it out and put it on your fridge.
Oh, really? He does that?
Yes, he
really
does
never, that.
Yeah. Never happening. Never happening.
Ever.
Let's go to Steve in North Hollywood. Hey, Steve, you're on 710. What's up, man? Hey, Steve.
Your time to shine. Nope.
All right. Let's go to Solomon in Lake Balboa. Solomon, you're on 710. What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, guys. You know, just listening to a great show.
Thank you.
Here's the thing. You're welcome. Here's the thing, and I think Momo hit upon it. I'm not upset with Andrew Friedman or Dave Roberts. They did the best they could under the circumstances. No team has a culmination of injuries, missing players, like the Dodgers did going into a postseason. I mean, just beat up pitchers, major position players not available. Your hands are somewhat tied. You can only do so much with what you have. And on top of it, with what they had, same old nemesis were bugging the Dodgers in the offseason, in the postseason, than that happened during the regular season. Inconsistent hitting, defensive gaps, base running blunders, and the injuries kept mounting. So, you know, three strikes, you're out, or whatever you want to call it. So,
yeah.
Am I disappointed? Of course, not unexpected.
All right. Hey, thanks, Solomon. Appreciate it. Solomon's a great Dodgers fan. We talked to him all year long. He's a good dude. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, I can't watch any of the World Series, but I'm rooting for the Braves in a sweep.
Can I tell you what I felt watching the end of that game, though?
Sure.
I was really sad because I think there's some core guys that are not going to be back. Like, if you thought it was rough last year, losing Kike and Jock Peterson, just
get
wait
ready.
Till this winter.
Yeah.
First of all, I think there's going to be a lockout or whatever you want to call
too.
It.
I do, too. I think there's going to be a lockout or a strike.
Labor strike, whatever you want to call it, okay? And when we come back, I have no idea what the league will look like. I think we'll probably be delayed. Like, so this is why I want to watch a little of baseball, because I really do love baseball. I don't care who's playing. It will be hard for me if the Astros are great, because they really are a great team, but they've poisoned their reputation for me. But I love baseball, and I have a feeling it's the last we'll see of it for a little while. I don't know if spring training is even going to be back on schedule like normal.
Yep.
And the Dodgers team is really, they have a lot of big decisions. Corey Seager, Chris Taylor, Kenley Jansen. I mean, these are big names that could be.
Clayton Kershaw.
Look, if we're going through the list of people who could not be back, I don't know which one of those four that I named you think is back.
Yeah, it's a fair question. You got Kershaw.
I think Kershaw's back, actually. If I had to say, does Kersh come back, I think it's important. I actually think the injury makes it more likely he comes back.
Kershaw, Kenley, Scherzer, Seager, Taylor. Those five.
Those are the five.
Seager, to me, is the least likely to come back just because of how much money he's going to make and
He's a splurge. Okay, I've got a theory on Seager we'll do coming up and talk about this. Plus, let's talk a little. The Rams game was really fun yesterday. Had a really good time.
It's kind of close.
Lions were kind of chippy. They were kind of chippy. And the Raiders won. Raiders in first place in the AFC West.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
We'll get to that coming up. Also, I want to know mythical money totals because I got hammered this weekend. And some controversy on whether or not Jared Goff was booed. That's all coming up for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Oh, got a little Dua Lipa happening, Momo. Are you a big Dua Lipa person?
I know this song. I never know who sings anything.
Yeah, no, she's
but I like this song.
Big international star now. All right, so Dave Roberts was asked about this winter after the series ended on Saturday.
Ooh.
Asked about this winter. He says, I'm not looking forward to it. I'm not looking forward to it at all. I wish we could have won another with this group. That suggests that there is going to be a lot of exits. A lot of these guys may not be back.
Well, I mean, I can't blame Chris Taylor if somebody wants to pay him some money.
No.
I mean,
he's such a valuable guy for us.
He really
he plays
is.
Every position.
He hasn't really gotten paid. He was like Kike, right? I mean, he hasn't really gotten paid in his career. Somebody wants to throw money at him. Dodgers have to be kind of choosy about who they give the big deals out to. You know, you're paying Mookie Betts $400 million, right? You can't pay everybody. And there also is some young guys who are ready to come up. Like,
by the
way,
the
Matt Beatty.
So the money's super meaningless. It's super meaningless.
Super meaningless.
$260 million was the payroll. They'll spend.
Yeah,
they'll spend. I mean, I say bring Seager back. I thought Trey Turner seemed much more comfortable at second base the longer he played it.
Yep. And I also thought,
I would love to see Seager back.
Corey is such a clutch hitter. He's so clutch.
And here's the thing, Mo. Oh. This is what I look at. I don't think Seager is going to get as much money as
he
thinks he is. Carlos Correa is a free agent. Trevor Story is a free agent. Javi Baez is a free agent. All of a sudden, there's a glut of shortstops on the market. I think he'll come cheaper than we think he'll come. Mm-hmm.
The question is, do you want him if he's a little disgruntled because he didn't get paid? But I think the Yankees go shortstop. I think the Yankees will pay somebody.
They've got a hole there.
Yeah, I mean they have a hole there, but that's only one team, right? That's one team. Who else who has the deep pockets do you think is going to pay $300-400 million, whatever number we're looking at here? Okay, so Lindor got $330 million. Is that right?
$330 million.
I mean, this is the number.
Nobody's getting that number. I don't think anybody's getting that number. Bergman, you think anybody's getting that number with all these great shortstops on the market?
One of them might.
Yeah, I think someone absolutely will. And I think Seager, I think the Yankees will pay Seager that amount of money.
But what does the CBA, what does the new collective bargaining agreement look like? We have no idea.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, like, if I were baseball, I would put an end to that those kind of contracts. I think they're killing the game. I think you have to put a number of years on these deals. You cannot have 10-year contracts, 13-year contracts.
That's too much.
That's too long.
You got to be a pretty special player to get that kind of contract.
And even if you do, there's always going to be it's never a good idea. I mean, honestly, when you look at
I think the Mookie deal's going to work out fine.
Probably.
Harper deal is kind of working out for them, even
Harper
though they haven't.
Deal, Harper may win the MVP. Yeah.
Right. He's a possible MVP. And, I mean, they didn't make the playoffs. They haven't made the playoffs since he got there. So is
but
it really worth
he
it?
Had a great year.
Same with Trout. Trout's got this gigantic deal. They haven't made the playoffs since he got
there. Yeah, I mean, he was injured all this past year. But. I mean, like as good as you feel at the beginning of the deal, I guarantee you will not feel as good at the end of that deal. It's too long. It's just too long of a deal. The NBA had a similar problem at one point, and then they pulled back and they capped all deals at 5 years.
Yep.
And it's been much better for the game. There's a lot more player movement. You don't see these
I don't think you'll ever see any restriction on player movement in Major League Baseball. I don't think there will ever be a cap on the number of years you can offer. I don't think there will ever be. I mean,
why though?
Maybe the luxury tax threshold will get a little bit more punitive because of a team like the Dodgers, but I don't think they're going to cap contracts.
Did you ever think they were going to have a runner on second base?
Yeah, that's a good point.
No, but here's the thing. I believe in capitalism. The NFL and NBA are both socialist systems, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's an outside force dictating how much somebody can make. What is LeBron worth on the open market? If he was a soccer player in Europe, what would he be worth?
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
$150 million, probably.
And that's why I think baseball, I'm pro-capitalism. If you can make money, you can make money. If you can get a bunch of years, you can get a bunch of years. I'm pro-player, man.
But I'm pro-player
in all sports.
But all you're doing is hurting the 95% of other players that can't get those deals. And so I think they should – I don't like the indentured servitude that you have, basically 7 years before you can get hit free.
Oh, that too could conceivably long. Change. Arbitration could be shortened, yeah.
Yeah, all those rules should be –
Right, but that's my argument. In other words, you're a free agent sooner, so you can cash in. I'm in favor of that. Yeah. I'm just not in favor of capping the years or capping the dollars.
Yeah, because most of the time, by the time you are old enough to get that kind, you've had enough service time to get that kind of a deal, you're already hitting 30, which means a 13-year deal, you're going to play till you're 43. Albert Pujols is a great player, Hall of Famer, okay? He can barely run out there. He just finished his long deal with the Dodgers, with the Angels. And they had to wave him at the end of it.
You know what? I think he might come back.
I did too.
Yeah.
Why do you think the Dodgers would bring him back?
Because he had 13
Albert.
Homers off lefties.
I mean, I love it, but I mean,
I think we're going to get a DH in the NL. I do.
No, that's probably going to happen.
I think there's going to be a universal DH.
Which is good for the Dodgers.
Okay, let me... Momo, do you know the bet with my fantasy football team? Have you heard about that?
Yeah, If you finish last again, you have to shave one eyebrow.
Correct.
How you doing, dude? Well, Calf is out. I'm worried about you.
One brow
McCaffrey's,
man.
McCaffrey's out. Is that the one eyebrow man?
One music? Brow man.
Yeah. All right, so. So my fantasy team is currently leading 86-19 this weekend. He's got Geno Smith and Alvin Kamara tonight. That will be a three-game winning streak for me. I am solidly out of last place.
Yes.
At 3-4. My eyebrow is feeling very secure. Very, very secure today, Bergman.
I want you to lose on purpose.
I'm not going to lose on purpose.
Why? Lose on purpose
I'm
so you can.
I'm not a quitter.
It's way better if you actually have to shave the eyebrow.
I'm all about integrity, man. I'm not going
to
quit.
I mean, come on now. But really, if you-
I'm all about integrity when it comes to my fantasy football team.
The bit of you actually shaving your eyebrow is so much better than you not shaving your eyebrow.
Okay, how
I'm
about this?
I'm going to finish in the money.
What if we just
shave
it anyway?
What about you just putting lines in your eyebrow? Like, if you, let's say you.
Like
I
racing
think,
stripes.
That'd be cool.
Oh, racing stripes. Yeah, yeah. I'd be the oldest guy with racing stripes.
Like
in his
three
eyebrow.
Lines.
You'd be the only guy with racing stripes.
No, no,
in
actually, a lot of professional athletes have got that little racing stripe thing. Yeah, no, racing stripes are actually kind of cool.
Oh, see, there you go. It goes right with your persona.
Yeah. All right. Everybody survived in Survivor, which is great news.
Who'd you pick this week? Who are your picks?
I had Arizona. A lot of people had Arizona.
Yeah, I had Arizona.
Arizona. Green Bay. Jorge had Green Bay. He survives.
Ooh, yeah.
Everybody else had Arizona, which was a good call. That was an easy game. And the Rams were
barely.
A little bit of a salve. Is that a correct word? Salve?
Salve? Like they make you feel better?
Yes.
Kind of. Yeah, okay. It was a little tight at the beginning. It wasn't a great game. Was it a great game?
It was a fun game.
Okay.
It was a fun game. Here's the thing. The Lions came absolutely loaded with every trick in the book.
Yeah.
So they... open with a catch-and-run TD, DeAndre Swift. Then they onside kick right away. They recover it. They had two fake punts successful. Every one of their tricks worked. So that's what made the game close.
I mean,
close.
They're like 0-7. They got to do something.
But what's weird is even when we were down 10-0, I still felt, yeah, we're going to win this game.
Yeah.
It didn't have that sense of, oh, my God. Like, if we're down 10-0 to Tennessee in 2 weeks, I'll be freaking out. But down 10-0 to Lions after a couple of trick plays, I was just like, we're going to be fine. It's the Lions.
How'd Jared Goff look?
It's Jared Goff. We actually have a very special Jared Goff tribute. Do you have that, Greg Bergman?
Ask Jorge.
The Jalen Ramsey interception?
Oh
yes. Yes, we
can
do.
I just say Jalen Ramsey's so good?
Go ahead and hit it.
From the 12, Goff back to throw. Aaron Donald hits him. Throw end zone. It's picked. Intercepted at the goal line by Jalen Ramsey. He's out to the 10. Right sideline 20. A stiff arm as Ramsey preserves a 25-19 lead. The two megastars on defense for the Rams.
Wow.
Show up in crunch time. Donald the pressure and the hits. Ramsey the interception at the goal line. And with 4:53 to go in week 7, the Rams have the football back with a 25-19 lead.
Jorge, say what you just said.
You know what they say, Maze? It's Jared Goff doing Jared Goff things.
Oh, I hate that expression.
You know what, though? No. That is so true. It's appropriate. I mean, because you do Mason things, right? Mason doing Mason things.
I just hate the expression. I think it's such a cliche.
It is. That's kind of the point.
What is Mason doing Mason things? Is that like eating donuts and Popeye's chicken?
Eating donuts and Popeye's chicken sandwiches.
Taking an extra day on the way back from a vacation.
I think at one time I texted you that I was high during that game.
I think you did, actually, at one of the points.
I was so high that I texted you and said I was high during game 6.
You're like, if I wasn't high, I wouldn't be able to handle this.
That's exactly what I said. It's too tense. I thought it was Matthew Stafford. 28-41, 334. Do you realize he's got the best QBR in the league? The best by 9 points over Tom Brady.
System quarterback. System
quarterback, yeah.
Can you explain to me QBR? You always go to this QBR and like,
I know,
really,
I don't know what it is.
Explain how it even
quarterback
works.
Quarterback rating.
No, right. I can't. It's the quarterback
rating.
So
then why do we go by it? Can we go by something else and not by QBR?
We use all kinds of numbers that we don't understand.
Well, I understand, but we understand like what WAR is. You know, that's wins above replacement. It's
but
above your per replacement
don't.
Player. But no, but we do. Like
how do you
don't,
formulate
but you don't
WAR?
Know
no,
what
no.
it is.
How do you figure out WAR?
War, it goes by if another player was there in that position. How many runs?
You know what it means.
Right. I'd have to look at the formula. Okay, so explain to me what quarterback rating is then. Just help me out here. Every time you say QBR, I think to myself, what the hell is QBR?
ESPN.
There's two different versions.
There's quarterback rating, which Matthew Stafford's number one at, and there's QBR, which Matthew Stafford is number one. In other words, let's just accept. Just accept that it's a way to rank quarterbacks, and Matthew Stafford is at the top of both lists.
Or let's just say, when in doubt, leave it out. Don't bring up QBR.
No, it's important. We don't even know.
Which one do you use? I know he's first in both of them, but like, what if he drops the second in one of them?
Because I work for ESPN, I tend to use the ESPN formula.
Right, but I mean, like, are you talking with your friends and going, I wonder what his QBR is right now?
I think about what his QBR is, yeah.
Do you?
I absolutely do.
Okay. I've never once thought, I wonder what Jared Goff's QBR is.
Wait a minute. Have you never wondered, where does Matthew Stafford, where does Derek Carr rank against the other quarterbacks? You've never thought about that.
Sure, but there's other ways to look at it. Where does he rank in terms of yards and touchdowns and interceptions? But I don't need, like, this random number that is made up.
That doesn't measure everything. Okay, ready? Plus, minus.
Yeah, okay, hold on.
Thanks, Momo.
Passer rating is calculated using a player's passing attempts, completions, yards, touchdowns, and interceptions. Passer rating in the NFL is on a scale of 0 to 158.3. Passing efficiency in college football is on a scale from... Okay, that doesn't matter.
But right.
Yeah, just like...
So that's what
it is. Basically, it does all the things you said. It factors in yardage, attempts, completions, touchdowns, and interceptions. It's a combination of those things.
Anything that ends in .3, I have no interest in.
Boy, you are lame.
I'm lame.
Yeah,
and yet he will do 20 minutes on like the difference between somebody's warp.
War, not VORP. VORP is a basketball thing that I don't understand either. I don't understand what we're doing with that either.
Defensive ratings? I mean,
yeah, defensive ratings.
All those numbers.
I'm not one of those number nerds anymore. I was. I'm not going to lie. But
I like the numbers.
Yeah, you just got too busy making schedules over there.
Oh, God, I love my schedule. Why are we going back to my schedules?
Yeah, because we're expecting another one any minute.
Don't worry. You'll get one tomorrow. It'll be for the entire month of November.
Coming up next, let's do some Lakers. Lakers won a thriller last night. Ja Morant, spectacular, but the Lakers win, and Carmelo Anthony, it was his night. We'll get into that coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.